السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well, that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, ayah number 135 and ayah number 136. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 135.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم أو الوالدين والأقربين إن يكن غنيا أو فقيرا فالله أولى بهما فلا تتبعوا الهوى أن تعدلوا وإن تلووا أو تعرضوا فإن الله كان بما تعملون خبيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا آمنوا بالله ورسوله والكتاب الذي نزل على رسوله والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا.
So inshallah, that is the lesson, ayah number 135 and ayah number 136. And inshallah, for the theory portion of our class, we are continuing the topic of nabr that we started in the last few classes. So nabr, as we learned, is the emphasizing of certain words or certain letters in the Quran. It is to raise the voice a little bit in order to make something audible for the listener that you may not be able to tell because there is something in writing, but through the voice it is said differently. So for example, the first circumstance that we did was stopping on a letter that has shadda. So for the person who is reading from the Quran, who is able to see the word, he sees that there is shadda on this letter. But for the person who is listening, if that person stops with a sukoon, you are not able to tell that there used to be a shadda here. And shadda, as we learned, means that you are reciting the letter twice. So if you read it with sukoon, you are dropping one of the letters and you're only reading the one with sukoon. And in the Quran, we are not allowed to drop or add letters. Instead, we have to replace them with something else to make it equal. We're not allowed to just drop things without adding something in its place. So here, for example, if we have the word mustamirun and I have ra with a shadda, ra is being recited twice, first with a sukoon and then the second time with a dhamma. Mustamirun, or with a tanween, dhammatain. So here we have mustamirun. I'm reciting it twice. If I stop, I say mustamir. I am only reciting it once. I'm completely dropping that harakat with the tanween, and I am only reciting it once with the sukoon. So in order for the listener to know that there used to be something here, there used to be a shadda here, and I am supposed to be reciting this twice, but I am not because I'm stopping, then for this, we are going to add nabr. And I'm going to raise the voice a little bit, and this nabr is going to substitute for the haraka that I dropped. Mustamir. Now, because of this emphasis, the listener will know here that there used to be a shadda, and because I stopped, I am reading it with nabr instead to signify the shadda. So this is the first case of nabr. So again, we are substituting the haraka that we dropped for a different type of sound, and that is the nabar. So when we hear the nabar, we already know that there was something here that we dropped, and then because of that dropping, we had to substitute it with something else. Now, the second case that we did in the last class was if we had a waw or a ya with a shadda. And for a waw that has shadda, the letter before has to be dhamma or fatha. Dhamma, why? Because the waw has the same sound as a dhamma, and fatha we're going to have for both cases. And then the second one we had, if we had ya with a kasra or fatha. Kasra, because ya has the same sound as a kasra, and fatha we have for both. So for an example, if we have al-quwata, here we're going to give it a little bit of nabr, and we're going to apply a little bit of emphasis on this letter. Quwata. Quwata, raise the voice and give it a little bit more power behind this letter. And the reason for this is that we want to make sure that that shadda is very obvious. Instead of saying al-quwata, quwata, now here you can hear that waw has a fatha, but the shadda is hard to hear. Quwata, quwata. Now you can't really hear that shadda, as opposed to me saying al-quwata. Now you know for sure that there is a shadda here. Also, if I say the word qawamuna, if I say waw without shadda, qawamuna, qawamuna. Now you don't hear that waw with a shadda. You hear qawamuna. Now waw just has a fatha, so we're going to make sure we give it a little bit more emphasis. Qawamuna. Now you know for sure, without a doubt, that there is a shadda here. Also, this works for the word ya as well. If we have like the word ghayyan, and I say here ghayyan, now you don't hear that shadda at all, so I'm going to give it a little bit more emphasis. Ghayyan. And then if we have the word sharqiyatin, if I say sharqiyatin, qiyatin, now you don't hear that shadda, so I'm going to give it some nabar. Sharqiyatin. Sharqiyatin. I'm going to give it a little bit more emphasis. Now, I did mention that we do have to be careful about one thing when it comes to ya with a shadda, and that is we don't want to give it too much nabr or too much pressure on the roof of the mouth, otherwise it does start to sound like a jeem. And this is a very common problem. A lot of people, when they try to do nabr, or even unconsciously, it kind of turns into a jeem. What I mean by that is if you put too much pressure on the roof of your mouth, it will begin to sound like the sound of a jeem. Sharqiyatin. Sharqiyatin. Now you can hear that it's starting to sound like a jeem, and it's not as clear as the ya should be. Sharqiyatin. Sharqiyatin. Now I'm applying too much pressure on the roof of my mouth. Also in the word ghayyan, and if I put too much pressure, ghayyan. Ghayyan. Now you can hear that the roof of the mouth is kind of muddling the sound a little bit, and it is starting to sound like a jeem. So just for the ya specifically, we do want to make sure that we are still keeping the sound of the ya while giving it a little bit extra pressure and a little bit of the raising of the voice in order to signify that there is a shadda here. Now for the third case of nabr, inshallah, this is the next one that we're going to do. So this occurs when changing over from a harf mad to the first letter of a shadda. So what this means is that we see that there is a sign of mad. We see that squiggly sign. And the letter after is going to have a shadda. Okay, so we have a squiggly line and the letter after has shadda. So this is the third case of nabr. So if you do recall, when we were doing the rules of med, this was known as med lazim kalimi muthaqqal. So that is quite a lot of words. We don't have to memorize this right now or even remember it, because inshallah, when we do a review of med, we will do that over again. But just for anyone who does remember, this was known as mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. Mad lazim, meaning that it is lazim, it is fard upon you, it is obligatory for you to read this for a full 6 counts. No matter what recitation you're doing, if you're doing hafs or if you're doing any other type of recitation, no matter if you're reading it in a fast way or a slow way, if you're reading it in taraweeh or you're reading it to memorize, in any case, you have to read it 6 counts. It is lazim upon you to read this for 6 counts. So that is why it's known as mad lazim. And it is known as kalimi because it is in one word. And you see that the med and the shadda occur in one word. It is not between two words. It is in one word. Mad lazim kalimi, and then muthaqqal. Why is it called muthaqqal? Because it has a shadda. And we covered this when we were doing the med, that the reason why it is called mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal is because the shadda is making it thaqeel or heavy. So again, you don't have to memorize this. You don't have to remember this for now. We are going to cover this when we do the topic of med. But just for anyone who does still remember, this is known as mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. So whenever we have mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, or to make it easier, instead of saying mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, I will say shadda before a mad. Okay? So we have that mad sign. It is a squiggly sign of mad followed by a shadda. And anytime we have this, we will pull this for six counts. Mad followed by shadda is always going to be six counts. Why? Because it's mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal. Just for now, you can keep in mind that if you do see that mad with shadda, it will be six counts. Okay, so on a side note, it is always six counts. Right now, we're not looking at the actual mad. We're looking at the nabr on the shadda. Okay, so whenever we have shadda and before that there is a med, we are going to apply nabr. We are going to raise the voice a little bit. We are going to give it a little bit more emphasis. And the reason for this is because we don't want to drop the shadda. Now, when we know that there is a shadda here, I do have to recite this letter twice. And sometimes what happens is when we have a med before, we drop the shadda. So we want to make sure that we're giving that shadda proper sound. We are saying it properly. You do hear that there is a shadda there. Even if you cannot see the shadda, you can hear just through the nabr that there used to be a shadda here. So this is the reason why we have nabr here. It's so that the listener can know that there used to be a shadda here, or there is a shadda here, and that your voice is not dropping the shadda because there seems to be a mad before. Now, if I tell you an example, inshallah, this will make more sense. We have a very famous example, inshallah, everyone knows, from Surah Al-Fatiha. We have the last word, Allahin. So we know that this is going to be six counts. There is a med followed by a shadda on the letter lam. Now, I'm going to raise my voice a little bit when we get to the lam, and I'm still going to read this for six counts. Allahin. Now, I gave it a little bit more emphasis, more of a jerkiness, so that you could hear this nabr. Usually when we recite, it's not going to be that much, but we still are going to raise the voice just a little bit. Al-ba-leen. Now, you can hear that as I go from the med to the lam, you can hear that shift. You can hear that I'm saying the lam twice. Al-ba-leen. Raise the voice a little bit and rest on that lam. So we're saying the first lam with more emphasis in order to not drop this. Now, if we don't read it with nabr, what can happen is that you can drop the shadda. Allahin. Now, as you can hear, there was that med, la, and then I did not say the shadda. I went straight to the kasra, lin. I completely dropped that shadda. Allahin. Now you can hear I completely dropped it. I did not read that shadda at all. So this is why we have to give it nabr, so that we can hear that that shadda is there. Allahin. And now you can hear that there is that shadda. So this is the point why we are giving it nabr, because we want to give it that proper shadda. We want to make sure that it is very, very audible. Another example, if we have the word al-haqqa. In this case as well, we are going to give it a little bit more emphasis. If we do not, it will sound like al-haqqa. Now you don't hear that shadda on the qaf. So if we read this with nabr, al-haqqa. Now you can hear very obviously that there is a shadda here. If we have the word al-safat, here as well, I'm going to give it nabr. If I do not, it will sound like was-safat. Now you don't really hear that shadda, so we'll say this with nabr, was-saffat. Now you can hear that there is a shadda there. So this is the whole point of having nabad. And remember, nabad is going to be every time you have mad lazim kalimi muthaqqal, or if you have a mad with a shadda, you are always going to have to give it nabad in order to give that shadda proper sound. And it is good practice in the Quran that anytime you do have a shadda, you make sure you are saying both letters correctly and you are giving them proper emphasis. A lot of the cases, this means that you're going to give it tawassut, you're going to rest on that letter, or it means that you're going to give it some humps, or you're going to give it some qalqala. So whatever it is that you have to do in order to make that letter a bit more audible, make sure you do so that you're not dropping the shadda. And this is the whole case of nabad, just so you're not dropping any letters and you're not adding thing. So that is the third case of nabad. Inshallah, in the next class we will move on to the fourth case. For now, inshallah, let's go and do some analysis from these verses. So ayah 135, ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, and here I see that there is a ya with a shadda and the letter before is a fatha, so I am going to give it nabar here. Ya ayyuha, give it some emphasis, make sure that you are raising the voice just a little bit. Ladina amanu kunu qawwamina. So here we have waw with the shadda and the letter before is fatha. So again, we have another case of nabar. Make sure you are giving it a little bit of power with the waw. Qawwamina bilqisti, qaf and ta are both heavy. Seen is light. Make sure you're not making seen as a sawd and make it heavy. Don't say bilqisti. So make sure the scene is light. Shuhada'a, this is a four count med. Lillahi, name of Allah, is light. Walau ala anfusikum awil walidaini wal aqrabin. Walidain, this is madlin al aqrabin. And then here ra is going to be heavy. Qaf has qalqala. In yakun ghaniyan, here we have ya with a shadda. Again, another case of nabir. So make sure you do give it a little bit of power. Ghaniyan. أو فقيرا قاف is heavy, را in this case is heavy. فالله, name of Allah, is heavy. أولى بهما فلا تتبع الهوى, this is a four count med. أن تعدلوا, عين has توسط. وإن تلووا, this is a four count med. أو تعرضوا, عين is going to have توسط. را is light, ضاد is heavy. فإن الله, name of Allah, is going to be heavy. كان بما تعملون خبيرا, خاء is heavy, را is heavy. And then we end here on a two count med. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. So again, ya is going to be a four count med. Ayyuha is going to be a nabir here. So make sure that you are giving it a little bit of emphasis. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. Amanu, this is a four count med. Billahi, name of Allah, here is light. Warasulihi, ra is going to be heavy. Walkitab alladhi nazzala ala rasulih, ra is going to be heavy. Walkitab alladhi anzala, this is going to be a four count med. Min qabl, qaf is going to be heavy. Ba has qalqala. Waman yakfur, ra is heavy. Billahi, name of Allah, is light. Wa malaikatihi, this is going to be a four count med. Wa kutubihi wa rusulihi, ra is going to be heavy. Wal yawm al akhiri, kha is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is light. Faqad, qaf is heavy. Dal has qalqala. Dalla, dad is heavy. Lam is light. Dalla, make sure lam does not become heavy. We're not trying to say dalla, so try not to make the lam heavy as well. Lam is light. Dalla, ضلالاً, lam again is light in both cases, so make sure you are not making them heavy. We are not saying ضل ضلالاً. Here lam becomes too heavy, we are saying ضل ضلالاً. So in both of these cases, lam is light. ضلالاً ba, this is going to be اقلاب. You see that there is a small meme on top. Barida, and then here we end on a two count madalariwad. So inshallah, that is our lesson for today, ayah number 135 to ayah number 136. And inshallah, we will stop here for today for the tafsir portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.